This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with a focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government has focused on high-value agriculture products. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme, Agriculture and Rural Transformation, through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food, grains, pulses and oilseeds.
आज दालों से लेकर तिलहन तक देश रिकॉर्ड उत्पादन कर रहा है लेकिन अब जब 21वीं सदी का दूसरा क्वार्टर शुरू हो चुका है तब कृषि क्षेत्र को नई ऊर्जा से भरना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है इस साल के बजट में इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे
The Prime Minister said the government is placing a strong emphasis on bringing technology into agriculture. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has successfully achieved the target of creating 3 crore Lakhpati Didis and the country has set a target to add another 3 crore Lakhpati Didis by 2029. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Mr. Singh said this after inaugurating Sagar Sankalp, Reclaiming India's Maritime Glory, a defence and maritime dialogue in Kolkata, West Bengal. He emphasised that the current global situation has led to the realignment of supply chains, formation of new equations and constant rise in maritime activities. The minister reaffirmed the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said India's industrial development is impossible without the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF. Addressing the 57th Foundation Day celebration of CISF at Munduli in Cuttack, Mr. Shah said the force has been playing a crucial role in ensuring security at key industrial installations across the country. He said port security will soon be entrusted to the CISF to further strengthen safety at vital maritime facilities. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh today emphasized that stable maritime growth is essential for the Global South. Delivering ministerial remarks on the second day of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, he underlined that India's decisions are guided by national interests and are not aligned with any single bloc. The minister added that the country consistently upholds freedom of navigation and UNCLOS, opposing unilateral attempts to change the current situation in the Indo-Pacific. The conflict in West Asia has entered its seventh day today, with latest reports of new wave of strikes from Iran and joint US-Israel forces. Qatar's air defense forces today successfully intercepted a drone attack targeting Al Udeid Air Base in Doha, which is the largest military base of the United States in West Asia. Bahrain also said Iran targeted a hotel and 2 residential buildings in the capital city of Manama, with no loss of life recorded. Moreover, the United Arab Emirates also said its air defense has dealt with several incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. On the other hand, Israeli Air Force today struck Hezbollah's Beirut headquarters and 10 high-rise buildings containing military infrastructure in Lebanon. Meanwhile, amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, Indigo Airline has announced the extension of free waivers on cancellations. In a statement, Indigo said full waiver on cancellation is being extended for travel to and from West Asia and Istanbul till the 31st of this month. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will face China's 6th seed Li Shifang in the last 8 clash tonight. Lakshya had earlier stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. World number 12 Lakshya defeated Hong Kong's Ng Kha Long Angus 21-19, 21-23, 21-10 in the pre-quarterfinals. He is the only Indian left in the fray after the mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto retired against Hong Kong's Tang Chun Man and Tse Ying Suet while trailing 19-21, 8-9. And with that, we end this news bulletin.